We're getting on the buckboard. We're heading out to Kansas City right now. Thank you, Mr. Fonger, for that. I told him I want a little Western music. I didn't know I'd have to compete with John Wayne in the process.
Lasso a horse.
Welcome back to the Grilling Guys. We're having more fun than we deserve. Jop is gone, which is maybe why we're having so much fun, because we're trying to make up for his absence. I don't know. There's some kind of twisted psychology to that. But I'm joined right now in studio with Shasta, the lovely Shasta, who is from owns Old World Olive Company, which has stores across Michigan. None in Kansas City yet, though. So
not in Kansas City yet.
You better get on that buckboard and get out to Kansas City, because these boys out here are serious about food. On the live line right now, I've got an old friend of mine from the original Juan Company, the sales manager and one of the brightest guys in the barbecue business for his young age, Mr. Mike Downs from Original Juan. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. So Jop got to go into your wonderful factory outlet. I'm pretty sure he didn't buy any Da Bomb peanuts, because I've already tricked him into eating those. But he did. He did join us in the first segment and say he had a great time in your retail outlet.
Excellent. There's a lot to choose from there, and we can definitely light people up in there.
Yeah, you guys know all about peppers. So I just wanted to talk a little bit, and Shasta here, she's big on the EVOs and the balsamics, and I told you I've been working on her for quite a while. She needs to have Original Juan American Stockyard. I think a few of those hot sauces would go great in her EVO stores, because she's selling tapenades and olives and things like that, and you already know I'm a big fan of your products, but tell us how the sauce affects the cook.
Well, the biggest thing that we notice is it can add to your cook time. If you go heavy on a sauce, you're going to add 10 to 20% to your cook time when you're smoking something. And then depending on the sauce you use, in Kansas City we love sauce. So Kansas City barbecue, we have sauce, that's for sure. We use a thicker sauce, which can affect the bark, but a real thin sauce can soften that bark. And, you know, it depends on the ingredients that are in there. If you put a sauce that has a lot of high fructose corn syrup in it, it's just going to burn. If you put it on too soon, it's just going to burn. So there's a lot of things that go into play when you're cooking with sauce.
So that comes in then. The next question is when to sauce, and that's a biggie for me. I'm pretty convinced of when to sauce, but I want to get your opinion.
Well, my personal opinion on it is there's two choices. You can not sauce at all and sauce afterwards, or you just sauce at the end of the cook. You want it to be just long enough to cook the sauce, but not long enough to burn it. And again, depending on the ingredients of the sauce, again, if it has high fructose corn syrup, it's going to burn quick, so you have to put that on later. If it is an all-natural sauce like the American Stockyard product line, they're all natural, you'll have a little more time there. So you'll put it on at the end of the cook, let that sauce cook through, but not burn.
Now, your sauces are sold all across the country, so it doesn't matter what state you're listening in right now. You can find American Stockyard. You can find 100% Pain. You've got probably the most famous hot sauces that I can imagine in the country, and that's your Pain series. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Pain series, Pain 100, is one of our best-selling sauces we have. We make over 1,700 different products here, and 160 of those are our brands. Of those 160, Pain 100 is one of the best-selling sauces we have. So it's a habanero-based hot sauce, and everything we do is pepper-based, not vinegar-based. So you're going to get that true pepper flavor. The 100% Pain is definitely one of those. You use it sparingly.
Yeah, and you have something called Da Bomb, which I have several bottles of. You actually make peanuts that you coat in Da Bomb, but you also have some hot peanuts and stuff like that. It's just safe to say you buy semi-load after semi-load every month of peppers, is it not?
Oh, we do. We bring in container loads of peppers on a regular basis. Most of the time we're bringing that in as a mash and not a full pepper. As a mash, one, it's been fermented a little bit, so that adds to the flavor, and two, it's just easier for us and makes us more efficient as a company.
So what do peppers have to do with anything anyway?
Well, the variety of peppers is so extreme. There's so many different varieties of pepper. So just in the barbecue world, you add black pepper to your barbecue sauce or and lower your sugar level, it goes well with a Texas-style barbecue. So if you're cooking beef or, you know, briskets, then you want low-sugar, high black pepper because it just complements that type of meat better. The most common would be cayenne and jalapeno peppers in barbecue sauces. Chipotle pepper gives you a real earthy flavor. One of my favorites personally, though, is ghost pepper. You use it in moderation because it's the third hottest pepper in the world. But if you use ghost pepper, it's got a naturally smoky flavor to it. So if you use that in moderation in your barbecue sauce, you get a really great flavor as long as you're not burning yourself up. You just have to be careful with it.
See, my flavor-wise, I think personally a habanero has, for me, this flavor that I can't get enough of. I have to get enough of it because I always end up sweating and crying and sneezing and eating so much of it that I can't. Habanero is pretty heavy.
That's a normal Friday night out, though, for Bob.
I'm a pepper freak. I'm afraid I'm going to burn holes in my guts, but okay. I eat a lot of peppers.
Well, in this business where we work, if you don't like hot, you're in trouble. And habaneros, we bring in more habanero mash. There's only one or two other companies in the entire United States that bring in more habanero mash than us. And so if you don't like hot, you're in the wrong building here. So, but habanero is real floral. It's very floral. And
yeah.
So it almost has a euphoric taste to it. When you get it, the problem is it's so hot, it builds up on you, and then you've had enough, and you've burnt your taste buds up for the day.
Yeah, that's for sure. Do you ever get into the conversation of what capsicum and the different things in peppers do for your digestive tract? Is that part of the pitch for the original Juan products, the whole science behind peppers?
It is. It's something that we talk about and so internally, especially because it is a selling point of sorts. It does clean out your system very well, and not in the joking way. It does have a benefit. It does clean out your system well. There's a lot of tests that show that it's good for your heart, and it's good for your central nervous system. So there have been a lot of studies that have come out about capsicum and what its benefits are to the human body. So I figure by working here, if I keep working here, I'll just live forever.
It's pretty rough on the butt cheeks, so
it can. If you've ever seen one of our old advertisements for Pain is Good, it's got a toilet with a seatbelt on it. So
it sounds like you have a market for a new product, something that you could put on your rear.
Yes, absolutely.
His ear.
His rear.
I see. Well, Jop always gets all snooty when I start talking about capsicum and placental fiber. He thinks it's gross, but it is kind of a big deal. I'm always impressed by the low percentage of like colon cancer and things like that in Central and South America because of their affinity for peppers, and that all comes into play. Cancer's big in a lot of families. It is in mine, and my father died of colon cancer, so I eat peppers like religiously, if
sure.
For no other reason than to try and stay alive a little longer. But Michael Downs, Original One, American Stockyard, 100% Pain, the brands and brands go on. We just appreciate everything you do for the barbecue business. And all the help you've given us with GI Barbecue and just for being a good friend.
It's our honor. It's our honor.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Original One, Joe Polo, what a guy. Wow, what an empire he's built. Great to have him. It's the Grillin' Guys. We'll be back. We're going to talk with Russ Springsteen, Bruce's cousin.